Listen with an open heart. Err on the side of love. Anonymous.
Patricia C. Coleman, Reiki master with a growing practice, produces and hosts the Runcible Spoon Poetry Series, is a member of the Five Women Poets Workshop, a member of the Bloomington Storytellers Guild, and a visual artist. She is founder of Green Dove Network, Inc., and a facilitator of Simply Healthy, Creating Sustainable Communities, Simply Living Fair and Wellness Expo. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. Patricia, what do you have for us?
I'm going to begin with bits of sunlight. Daffodils, bloom now, yellow heads hanging downward, bound bits of sunlight, radiating petal waves. Each spring, flowers multiplied. Sleeping as the world passes by. A few times I've noticed you, sleeping with your head resting on a worn and faded green pack, your body curled atop a short stone slab near the limestone rhinos. Beside you rests a dusty-looking, wrinkled old brindled dog. Behind you, the sun rising hot towards the center of a light sapphire-blue sky. Noon and people emerge to fast, flow from nearby buildings, crossing, concrete and blacktop for lunch or fresh air. The hustle and bustle of sliding and clacking feet and the waking hum and vroom of car engines fuse to the rise and fall of flowing voices. With food and cells in hand, near mouth or ear, they weave along knowingly through familiar, crowded territory. Mostly, they don't even notice your resting form, and those who do pass you by with only slight edge of eye glances toward the rumpled curve of your dusty back. Silking the beans and vineyard rosé. No tears here from these eyes, just a heavy weight, but not too heavy. It is all for my neighbor, and I know that she is growing onward, has been since the moment she realized his lack of breath. Upon waking into a restless new day, I sat with the family and listened and knew that all was as it was to be, and they would grow second upon second into a new way of being. This road of passing has been long and sometimes torturous, and they are heroic and do not realize it as others do not. There's bending and supplication to those who have been long upon the trail, named brothers and others such. She is now free of these momentary obligations, and their child woman now, without hurry, prepares the cheek jowl for silking the beans, and I taste this consciously for the first time. And there is the wilted salad with bacon I haven't known for years, and the way she made the cornbread, new to my eyes, and never before a clue to this way of making it all come together. We sat and ate heartily to his memory, sipping glasses of a neighbor's vineyard rosé. As we swapped quiet stories, this comfort, food tasted like royal portions. No swing here. Where is the wee bee bop sound my hips crave to swing to? Tentative sacks lays some flats, tears roll down to hydrate my sun-parched skin.
You've been listening to Patricia C. Coleman reading her poems on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.